Tantor Audio presents London's Last True Scoundrel by Christina Brooke, narrated by Elizabeth Wiley. Chapter 1. Jonathan Westruther, Earl of Davenport, surveyed the three men standing over him with a jaundiced eye. They were an impressive lot, he supposed. Large, well-muscled, with that arrogant way of carrying themselves the Westruthers had perfected over centuries of uninterrupted rule.
"What a bunch of old service-eyes you've become,"
he said with a lazy grin.
"What have I done this time?"
Lord Beckenham, the eldest of his cousins, looked severe. More severe than usual, which was saying a lot if you knew Beckenham.
"The question is not what you have done this time, but what you have been doing ever since your return, what you continue to do. This reckless, profligate behaviour."
"Don't read him a lecture, Bex," said
Viscount Lydgate, the tall, fair-haired, exquisite gentleman whose beautifully tailored clothes concealed the ability to fight like a street ruffian.
"When does any man listen to such stuff?"
He turned frosted blue eyes on Davenport.
"You're the talk of London. Think of Cecily, if no one else."
"Cecily?"
repeated Davenport, nonplussed.
"Your sister, old fellow, in case that drink-addled brain of yours is forgotten," snapped Lydgate. "Your behaviour distresses her. That should be reason enough to mend your ways."
Cecily, who had recently become Duchess of Ashburn, was disgustingly happy, as far as Davenport could tell. But then he'd avoided Cecily whenever possible, so he could be wrong about that. Distressed was she.